Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Just a minute.
Yes.
Just one moment, please.
Yes. Go ahead.
What is this again, please?
Yes, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I'm resident of Kern County.
Thank you very much. And I'm speaking with Marion Lackey?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other local offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And just for the purpose of the question, is that almost certain or probably?
Oh, that is certain.
Thank you. And thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote as best I can at that time.
Most of the time, you said? I'm sorry?
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
I don't know missing any. If I don't know who the candidate is, and if I haven't time to research it, I don't vote for anybody for that particular office at that time, but I vote intelligently.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Some days it's good, some days it's bad.
And between,
go ahead.
Yes, and generally speaking, between right direction and wrong track, where do you fall?
The right direction.
The right direction. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. First, we have Gavin Newsom.
Worst person.
And is that so much unfavorable or very unfavorable? How should I record your answer?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kim Salas.
I know the name, but I don't know anything about it.
So between a neutral, no opinion, or never heard of, how should I record your answer?
What was the first part?
No opinion, neutral, or never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
And what's the option?
I guess we want to know if your opinion of him is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Leticia Perez.
No.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, and would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Fair.
Thank you. And overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
No opinion.
Between deserves to be reelected and someone new, where do you fall?
Someone new.
Simone, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Sales, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Sales, Member.
Sales.
Thank you very much. And how certain are you that you would vote for Kim Sales, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Now, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Is it climate change, roads and traffic, housing costs, jobs and the economy, county taxes, crime, or homelessness?
Well, if the rent doesn't come down, I may be homeless next year. I'm serious.
Yes, I understand. Now, so for the purpose of the question, which one is the most important issue to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? How should I record your answer?
Now, the choices again are?
Climate change, roads and traffic, housing costs, jobs and the economy, county taxes, crime, or homelessness?
Housing costs.
A housing cost. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Sales. For each, please tell me whether it's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Sales for county supervisor. The first statement reads, Sales will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
Okay.
So, for this statement, do you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Sales?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next statement we have is, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Sales will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. I'm sorry.
Convincing.
Very convincing or?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. The next one was, Sales will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says, is Bakersfield? And has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The second to last statement we have is Sales says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
Somewhat convincing because nobody's joining the job.
Thank you. And the last for this section is Sales wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. After hearing more information, let me ask you again. If the election for Kirk County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Sales, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Sales, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises a very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for County Supervisor. The first statement is, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
And not convincing.
Now we want to know if this statement, if accurate, make you have very serious doubts. Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Some doubts.
And is that minor or serious doubt?
Minor.
Thank you. The next one is, as County Supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and county has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
Serious doubt.
Thank you. And last for this section, we have Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all the other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
Raises serious doubts.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
What was those again? What was the last one?
Or what?
Or what?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yes, we just have as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
All I'm supposed to say?
I guess.
I'm a independent.
Independent. Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Independent. Republican.
I'm Republican, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And do you think of yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Marion.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.